And there you have three juggernauts, sitting lieutenant governor, a former governor, and the previous speaker of the Utah House of Representatives. And everybody else keeps deciding they want to jump in.
Adam Brown is an associate professor of political science at Brigham Young University.
It's a wild race, but ultimately it's going to come down to just two and maybe three in the end who voters really gravitate behind. And it will be hard for anybody besides Huntsman and Cox to get much attention.
Former Governor John Huntsman and current Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox are the most well-known candidates who have declared their intent to run. Former Speaker of the Utah House Greg Hughes and current Congressman Rob Bishop have been considering the race, but have yet to jump into the field officially. Bishop says he will make his decision public by the end of the month, and Hughes teased in an email on Friday that he will be making an exciting announcement on Wednesday. Salt Lake County Councilmember Amy Winder Newton, former Utah GOP Chair Thomas Wright, and businessman Jeff Birmingham are the other Republican candidates who have declared for the race. So far, Nikki Arpino is the only Democratic candidate running. Brown says with so many candidates in the race, he wonders if all of them are actually running for governor.
If you look at a presidential race, we know that people run in open presidential primaries not expecting to win, but hoping to push an issue that they would like to see their party's nominee pressured to take up. And we know that people run sometimes not expecting to win, but hoping to raise their profile so maybe they can get a cabinet position or otherwise prepare themselves for other political things.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.